Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Back in April, March, I signed up. I just wanted to try your pills for free, and you just pay shipping. Well, I did that on March 22nd, and then today, or on the 7th of April, I have two $90 charges from you guys.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So
Well,
I've. Go ahead.
yes, ma'am. I was just about to say that I'll be more than happy to look into those charges for you. And could I have your zip code, please?
44663.
4-4-6-6-3. And could I have your first and last name?
Olivia Colliner.
And could I have your first and last name?
Olivia, Olivia Colliner, Colaner.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I meant, could you verify your address for me just so I can make sure I'm looking at the correct information?
Yes, it's 4343 West State Street, New Philadelphia, Ohio, 44663.
Okay, thank you. So, I do see that you did pay the shipping for the keto and cleanse on March 21st. That actually started a 14-day trial. And then after the 14 days, you were billed the full amount of the product, which are those charges that you received on April 6th. And I understand that you were wanting to cancel those. But if the Yes, ma'am. And
Go
if
ahead.
you were wanting to continue, I can offer you a 35% discount off a future purchase with us.
No, I just would really like my $92 and $91 back that was charged to my account.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, you wouldn't want 50% off a future charge either.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get this account canceled. And just to make sure before I get it completely canceled, you wouldn't want we also have a 75% discount off a future purchase, but you wouldn't want that at the moment either, right?
No, I just want, like I said, the two purchases for $90 taken. I just want those back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So on the website, there was a box there that you click, it asked if you were 18 and older, and it also stated about the 14-day trial and that you understood that you would be billed the full amount. And so since you agreed to our terms and conditions, that makes those two purchases valid.
No, I didn't see any of that on there at all. And I actually still have both of these bottles unopened, so I am just fine with returning them. They're still sealed at the top and everything. They haven't even been cracked open. There was nothing on there that said I had a certain time period to cancel any future charge. That was not on there.
Yes, ma'am. So I understand. Unfortunately, we don't have a return policy on those products. So once you receive them, they are yours.
I haven't received the 90, I haven't received the product that you guys just charged to my account. So I need back my 92.90 and my 91.89 debited to my account. I didn't authorize that charge and I have no product for that charge.
Yes, ma'am. So for the two charges that you received, you didn't receive product for that. That was the full amount for the product that you already received.
No. You got two free bottles and you only had to pay shipping. That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it said.
Yes,
That
ma'am.
you got these two bottles. They weren't even full. They weren't even supposedly full month bottles. They are full bottles that you just try and you can pay just the shipping on. And then if you want to buy more after you try them, then you get charged. But I didn't, there wasn't any future charges on anything that I clicked. I didn't click anything. I paid shipping. That's what I did.
Yes, ma'am. And after the shipping, you were charged the full amount for the product that you received.
Several days later, I was charged for, you're saying that what's sitting on my kitchen table right now sealed, I'm being charged for?
Yes, ma'am, because that's the full amount of the product that you paid the shipping for. And so it was free in trial.
Okay, what is your business's name? Because we're going to be reporting to the Better Business Bureau. This is bullshit is what this is. I can get these same bottles on Amazon for less than $30 a piece. So I don't know how you're going to charge me $90 for each of them. But one, I didn't even sign up for this charge. So what is your business's name?
Yes, ma'am, and I can go ahead and refund those, but so the name of the company is Keto Acid.
Okay, are you refunding? Did I hear you correct that you're going to refund these charges?
Yes, ma'am, and I can offer you a 35% refund out of both of those charges.
No, I need my full, I'll pay the shipping, which is what I agreed to back in March. But in April, I need all of my money back. This was not an authorized charge. I'm getting very upset.
Yes, ma'am. And I can also offer you a 50% refund as well.
No, that's not going to work either.
Yes, ma'am. And I can also offer you a 75% refund.
No, I need 100% of my money back, please.
Okay, well, bear with me one quick moment. Okay, so I did do those refunds for you. So they will most likely not be showing in the account today just because today is the weekend and it does take sometimes in between 3 to 5 business days for that refund to be reflecting in your account. So I would say no longer than Friday of this up and coming week or in between that time as well, you should receive those funds in your account. And that was the full amount of the two charges.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm going to have any trouble, so I'm going to need some confirmation numbers and stuff because I actually canceled my debit card that you guys charged because I thought these were fraudulent charges until I realized I could call the phone number associated with the charge from the debit. So just in case something goes wrong and my card doesn't get charged back to my account since I closed it, do you have a confirmation number for this phone call?
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and give you the refund confirmation. And with you canceling the card, that's fine because we're going to refund it to the account. But I can go ahead and give you that number. So that's 615.
You mean the account, like the banking account?
Yes, ma'am, your bank account.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So that was 615-774-114.
Okay. What's your name? Just in case, like I said, I'm not going to do anything with it. I just, in case something happens, and I don't get my money back. I want to be able to call and be like, well, I talked with Cassandra on this day and this is my number and she was from this location.
Yes, ma'am. So my name, Yes, ma'am. So my name is Kenya, and it's K-E-N-Y-A. And if you do have to give us a call back, I do have it documented here on your account with us about what we spoke about today.
Okay. All right. Is there a certain branch I should write down or area or something in case they're like, we have no documentation of this?
Oh, no, ma'am. That's fine, because the number is going to lead you to the call center where I work.
Okay. And the number that I called to reach you today, you're talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the confirmation number is 615-077-4114. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Mm-hmm.